Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I said was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome, everybody, to Mad Dads National. You know, it's so good to have everybody on the air. I want to let you know that we are going to have a fabulous time today. We're going to do it, and we're going to do it right. What's up, Pittsburgh? How you doing, Iowa? New York, and, of course, Florida. How's it going? What's up with Minneapolis? We right here. We're doing it from the national headquarters. Want to say big ups to our producer, Erica Bradley. Thank you very much for producing this show. And our guest today is Siobhan Gray, and we're going to be talking to her about the effects of gun violence and how it has an impact on her community, on her life, on her family, and all that. And, you know, we just had a gentleman that was shot and killed on 33rd and Penn last night, and there's also a young man that was 19 that was shot on 49th and Camden, and he is deceased also. In the last 7 days. So two lives in the last 7 days. It's a bit much for us here in Minneapolis, and especially two African-American men. That the gentleman that was 19 was shot on Camden. He had two wonderful kids, had a chance to meet those two young babies, and they will live now without a father. It's a sad occasion. In 2008, Siobhan was, tell us kind of what happened in 2008, as much as you remember.
I was walking through North Gamis Park with two of my friends, and from there, I just remember hearing gunshots. I thought I was shot in the arm, and then later realized that I was shot in the head after I couldn't move.
I remember coming to the hospital, and I remember that you were... You had all kind of stuff attached to you, and I remember taking that picture of you and thinking, wow, is she going to be gone? And I'm just thankful to say that here you are. You're alive. You made it. When you woke up in the hospital, do you remember what it felt like to wake up in the hospital like that?
I was lost. I knew something happened to me. The first person I saw was my mom.
I know this is hard for you, and I'm hoping that by what you're going through, you'll be able to help somebody else get through this. Your life was spared. Your life was saved. And through this, you have now have a child, right?
Mm-hmm. A four-year-old son.
And what's his name?
Jameer.
And how does it feel to be a mother?
It feels good. It feels like I got another chance.
And his name is Jameel?
Jameer,
okay. And why'd you name him that?
It's cute.
It's a cute name? Okay. So, being a mother now and... being a victim of being shot, what changed in your life?
At first, a lot of stuff didn't change because I just went back to the streets. I went back to all this stuff, the old stuff that I used to do. And then as Jameer got older, I saw him looking at me like, this is how I'm going to grow up, to be like my mom. And now my baby knows that I've been shot. And he tells people, like, my mom's been shot in the head. Like, my mom almost died. My mom was in the hospital. And it don't sound right. Like, it hurts me. To know my baby know, like, his mom been hurt. And I didn't have to be here, you know?
I know this is hard for you, and I think, you know, people talk about divine intervention, and they talk about how important it is to understand that evidently God has something planned for you. And being a mother is probably one of the most awesome things that God could have planned for you. You agree?
Yes.
And also being a woman that has survived, you can teach other girls things that maybe they should learn. From this lesson, what are some things that you can teach not only other girls but guys that are doing the wrong things in their life? What can you share with them to help them?
Whatever you do, just make sure you do it right. Because the blessings I have and the blessings I have now...
It's okay. It's all right. You're blessed.
I'm very blessed. I'm very, very blessed.
And when you talk about blessed, in what areas do you feel that you're really blessed in?
I can walk. I can talk. I can use both sides of my body. I'm not disabled no more. I go to school. I take care of my child. I got my own place. I got a car. Like, I'm normal, you know? Like, I don't have nothing that's holding me back.
Well, see, that's a beautiful thing. And so it's a beautiful thing when people are able to make a comeback. It looks like we got a call on the line that has some comments for you. Let's go to the line. We're going to the line and talk to 0394. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Well, how you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm really blessed, you know, to hear what I just heard. And her testimony, it has really touched me. It just brings me back to how good God has been to me.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, Siobhan, this is Mama Treese, and she lost her son to gun violence, and she's been working to fight against that, to get kids back on the right track. And Siobhan is having a hard time with this interview today. Could you give her some words of encouragement, Mama Treese?
Sure can. Well, she gave me some. You have to take it one at a time, one day at a time. And when I say that, I always, this is Mama Teresa's little saying, what a difference a day make. And when you look back over your life, baby, you should be able, which I know you're doing it at this moment, is cry tears of joy. Lord, you done made it over. And what's ahead of you, your testimony is going to help you be able to touch others, other young people, even the elders. You know, we have some elders that are out here that's living kind of reckless, and your story will be able to touch them. And I'm just thankful, and I'm so grateful to have heard, you know, somewhat of your story when I got on the line. And just believe, and I know you don't woke up and seen a many a mornings since what you went through. Joy do comes in the morning. And, baby, just keep waking up and you watch and see how good God can make life be for you. Hello.
What'd you say?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
It's James.
Oh, Lil James, how you doing?
Tell us a little bit about how things are.
I'm feeling great. How are things going down in Vegas?
It's going good. I'm working on this music, like always.
We're in the studio, James, with Siobhan. Siobhan was shot in the head in North Commons Park in 2008, and she almost died. She survived, though. She had to learn how to walk and talk again. And so she is in the studio just talking about what it's like. She's a mother. Her child, her son, is 4 years old now. And You know, James grew up in North Commons Park, and James probably remembers when that happened to you. You might know little James. Now he's a recording artist. He's in Las Vegas. James, you have seen and heard, now you hear more than you see, but you've seen and heard a lot of friends and associates that have been victims and some that have been survivors. What message do you give out to our young people about violence in our community and hope for the future?
Man, it's just, we got to give them hope. The kids ain't got no hope. Everybody turned their back on them. I want that kid, but I got a little hope. Somebody gave me a little hope, and I ran with it. Feel me? They just need some hope. That's where me, that's where you. Feel me? I can be the voice. And right now, you put the actions in right now, because I can't put the actions in right now. So out here working. Feel me? And you got to keep working, man. Them young boys just need some hope. They need some time. They need a lot of time. Because they got too much time. They need to stay busy. Once they stay busy, they keep them busy in programs and little stuff like that, taking them on road trips to see different colleges and stuff like that, and motivate them to do something else, that's when a lot of that stuff will go down. But until then, like, people just sitting back talking about the violence. The violence is gonna keep getting worse. You gotta put it into action. And I'm gonna help. I'm gonna help a whole lot.
You know, we got little James. We got a lot of young men out here that feel like, and when I talk to them in the jails and when I talk to them into schools, they feel like they really don't have an opportunity to change because, you know, I got enemies over here. I got to keep my strap on me. I got the man chasing me down on this end. Then I got the cats from the other side, the ops chasing me down. So I don't have a choice but to keep my strap and but to be ready to kill or be killed at all times. What do we do to change that mentality?
Okay. That mentality, you gotta keep them. You gotta keep them busy. You gotta show them, give them hope. Give them something to live for. Because I remember them times when I feel like I had nothing to live for. The only thing I didn't care about is coming to my mom in a body bag and her coming in the morning, coming to visit me, putting me on ice. That's the only thing I didn't want. But at the end of the day, you know, you gotta take a sacrifice. Let them know you take the sacrifice. You feel me? Y'all gonna better yourself or y'all gonna make it worse. And by y'all doing this, you gotta let them know y'all jeopardizing a whole lot of people. Not just y'all. You feel me? Like, your whole family can go through it. So even if you get killed, the other side of the family is gonna go through it. So two families is gonna go through it. You feel me? Two sets of mothers is gonna cry. Not just you. Whole lot of friends and a whole lot of everybody is going to suffer behind their selfishness.
You know, we lost a life of 49th in Camden at a party. Young man, 19-year-old, had two kids. We just lost another life last night, 33rd and Penn Avenue. Young man, I'm not sure how many kids he had. But we continue to lose these lives, and we continue to work hard. I know that it took a while for you to change your mind about the way you were living, about the way you were thinking. And I want you to, you know, there's a lot of kids that say, yeah, James got a shot, but I'll never get a chance. Or James, he got an opportunity. Little James got it, but I'll never get it. What kind of hope can you give to our young people when they listen to this show and they hear your voice? What kind of hope will you give them?
What kind of hope I give them? As long as you put God first, can nobody, I mean nobody, I said nobody, I mean nobody could tell you to have to do anything you put your head to or accomplish what you want to accomplish. Everything on this earth, you can get it. God said anything on this earth is man-made, we can get it. And it's just, you got to work hard for it. You got to work hard for it. Ain't nothing come easy. Right now, in my situation, I'm in right now, it still ain't coming easy. I'm still working. I still got to work. I'm a human. I still got stuff to go on with my mom, sisters, and my whole family. You feel me? But I got to stay above the water, and I got to keep working. I can't stop working because this happened and this happened. Does that mean I got to stop working? No. I got to keep working. I want to be great. I don't want to be good. I want to be great. You feel me? And as long as I keep working, I can be able to change somebody's life. If I stop and go back to the hood, a lot more bodies going to drop. A lot of this and a lot of that. You feel me? That's what they expect. I do everything they told me I couldn't do. That's what made me gang a champion. I do everything they told me I couldn't do. You feel me? I'm going to keep working hard. And y'all got to keep up working hard. Y'all got to find something that motivates you. Whatever you're doing, you get that rush off doing it. That's what you need to keep doing. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed of doing what you want to do. If you like to dance, you better dance. You feel me? If you like to sing, you better sing. And I'm a, like I tell everybody, a casket don't come with no bunk beds. And the streets ain't made for everybody. That's why they got sidewalks. You feel me? So.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. We got Lil James online all the way from Las Vegas. And looks like Sharp Body's on the line too. James, before I go to Sharp Body, I want to ask you one question. I want to know when is the record coming out, because we're waiting for it. What's your next step here? What's going to happen for you next in your career? What can we expect to see soon?
Oh man, a project. I've been working on two projects. I'm trying to drop a whole bunch and get these videos going. You know. And get these videos up and going. But the project and my squad I trust, they're going to be dropping real soon. We're supposed to sit down and have a meeting about that, about when the day I want to drop it. But it's going to be dropping real soon. Like, less than a month, 2 months, it's going to be dropping. So then I got the future going on, future. I'm performing on Future down here on the 26th of July. Like 30,000 people. It's going to be crazy. I got a lot of big stuff going on, a lot of big stuff going on. Got a lot of big records going on. Got a lot of big, a lot of stuff. I probably might drop a song today. I don't know. So,
you know, let me ask you this now. From a young man that used to hang out at North Commons Park, that used to hang out up on Broadway and, you know, all up on Penn and all around in there, to a brother that has been taking pictures with Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, and just to name a few, some of the greatest stars of all time, hanging out with Mayweather, throwing money on the stage with Mayweather. That's a big change. Sometimes you wake up and just say, for real, is this me? Do you ever have that moment?
Yeah, I had a moment a lot of times. What really hit me? When the Mayweather part. The whole me being with him and he know my name and he, James, what's up, man? What you doing? Come to the gym. Like all of that. And then him telling me he want to find me and stuff like that. That hit me. Because this is the person I really grew up to before my music. My first love was boxing. So it's like, when before, like, I used to stay watching like nonstop. I'm going to go Mayweather. I'm going to be da-da-da. And all that, like, everybody that was around with Mayweather. For everybody that know Mayweather, a lot of people just can't get close to him. You feel me? People, just, and he's just not going to be hanging out with anybody. Like, you just can't get on stage with him and throw money. You just can't get under him and just do half his stuff, you feel me? So that's what really, like, other stuff like that, that's why I really just keep working. I just tell people, man, I'm just, anything is possible. Anything on this earth, you can do it.
Well, you know, I want to tell you something. I want you to know that I'm super proud of you. I got you in my prayers every day. I'm wishing the best for you and the family. And you know that I'm only a phone call away. I want you to hold on. We're going to go right back to Sharp Body real quick. We're going to see what Sharp Body's talking about. Sharp Body, long time no hear from. You listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads across the country. Lil James is on the phone and Mama Treese. And we're sitting here with Siobhan. She's a gunshot victim from 2008 and a survivor. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great right now, fam. I love y'all. And thank y'all for letting me be on the show, man. You know, much love to you, Lil James, man. Keep doing your thing in Vegas, yo. Pretty proud of you, man. Real talk. Hello?
So what's going on with you, sir? Yes, sir. We're listening to you. Go ahead.
I'm good, man. I just got back to Minnesota, man, so I'm finna come out here and do some work with y'all, man. I just left Chicago. I've been in Chicago and Milwaukee and been out of Texas for a little while, man. I've been attending a lot of funerals out here, man. You know what I mean? I've been working real hard in the communities trying to do things with these people because, like, you know, I work all over the country. So what the thing about me, when I'm not in Minnesota, believe me, I'm still working in them different communities, in them different neighborhoods, man. And, I mean, I've been in, like, 5 or 6 funerals, man, within these last 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Going to do some community work in a different hood. So I know what it means to, you know, come from the hood and not believe in yourself. A lot of my guys in the hood, they died on them 4 blocks. All they know is 4 blocks. You know what I mean? They they choose not to go into the world and see the world and let the world give them the gifts that's out here. You know, and that's what a lot of guys in the hood, they all they see is four blocks, so they get stuck in them four blocks, and they feel like they have nowhere else to go. And the world is the same, you know. So, you know, it's about guys that are actually coming up out that shell and believing in themselves and knowing that they can do better with their life, man. So, you know, I mean, God bless the guys who got killed last night, you know, over north, man. You know, I'm just up back up here to put back in more work with you, Mr. VJ. So I'm out here, man.
Well, I'm proud of you, man. You know, we got you on our theme song. We play it every day, every time we're doing a show on, man, and we're excited. The video is out, and we want to promote that video worldwide. It's on YouTube, Mad Dad's National Theme Song. Thank you, Short Body, for all that you're doing, man. Continue to do what you do. You know, we got parades. We got the old 4th Avenue Days coming up, and so we want to make sure that you're involved in that. That's coming up on July 12th, Grand Ole 4th Avenue Day Parade and Festival. We're going to throw it down. Give us a call at 612-822-0802 and register for that. And Short Body, you need to register for that parade. And don't forget, the Senior Citizens Pride Day is August the 15th, and I hear that Mama Treese is going to be coming to dance with those seniors, and they like to dance with her. They love dancing with Mama Treese. Those old men love dancing with Mama Treese, so maybe she can come and show them what she's working with. We're going to have a great time. August the 15th from 10 to 3 p.m., that's on a Friday. We're going to do it, and we're going to have a great time, so I'm excited. We're going to go back who I got on the phone, Mama Treese, or do I have Lil James?
Yes, you got Mama Treese on the phone.
Okay, so are you going to be ready to throw down for those seniors then?
Oh, I sure am, and I got some new Las Vegas moves, so y'all, look, they better watch out.
Okay, well, they're going to be ready for you.
Them old seniors going to really grow up when they mess with Mama Treese on the dance floor.
Okay. Well, they're going to definitely be ready for you. Siobhan, while I got Mama Treese on the phone, Siobhan, how did this impact your mother when this happened?
My mom's a strong woman, and she is very godly. So the first thing she went to was God. She wasn't worried about anything happening to me because she went with her faith. And her faith and everybody's faith for me brought me through this. So I don't see it affecting her, you know, because she's such a strong woman.
That's good. So, you know, Mama Treese was saying earlier that you were crying tears of joy. Is that what that was?
It is, because I don't even be remembering that I got shot until somebody bring it up. I think I'm normal. I think I'm just like everybody else. Nothing ever happened to me, you know? Like, it don't even hit me until somebody bring it up, like, oh, or you're the girl that got shot at North Commons, or how are you doing now? When I was paralyzed, when I couldn't move, you know, from now I can move, I can eat with my right side, I can dance, I can do everything that I could have did before I got shot, you know. So I don't think about it. I'm blessed. I'm here, you know. It's not stopping me from doing nothing.
Well, that's good. That's a wonderful thing. And so having a praying mother is important. And so it's important that folks pray. Mama Treese, we're proud of you for being down there with James and being that praying mother that is keeping your family tight and keeping them close together. And we wish you the best down there in Las Vegas.
You know, am I on the air right now?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Okay. You know, I just wanted to say that child said it didn't take on her mother, but it did. When a mother knows that her child is hurt any kind of way, it takes an impact on her mother. And so, believe her mother is hurting. I'm in here with a bunch of my sons right now. And Mr. Smith, would you say hi to Jay Smooth?
Hello.
Hey, y'all on the
radio. Hey, Jay Smooth. How you doing, Jay Smooth? How you doing? I'm doing great. Tell me a little bit about what you do, Jay Smooth.
Man, I'm the promotional guy, man. I'm the connect. I'm connected to everybody, and I'm promoting whatever needs to be promoted. I know everybody, so that got a lot to do with my promotions. And, I mean, you know, that's how I go. You connect it, you know what I mean? So we're just trying to get Lil James going because we connected. Like I was telling moms, we're trying to get him a couple of features with a couple of different people, but he already ready. He already got videos. He got songs. Only thing he's missing is a couple of features with a couple of people. And we're going to walk down and get him a deal.
Well, that's a good thing. Jay Smooth, we know you can do it. We're counting on you. We're praying for you. We're blessing you. We're anointing the movement right now. We know Lil James is going to take it to the next level with your help, with Mama Teresa's help, and with everybody else's help, and the city of Las Vegas and L.A. and the rest of New York and on, and bring it. Bring a homeboy out to take the world by storm.
Yeah, he's doing it. But you know what? Also back to that young lady there.
Siobhan, she
might know my son, Lulu Champion, because I think she's around that age. And I recall when she got shot in the head. And, you know, she is normal. It ain't that she, you know, she's feeling normal. You know, she is normal, but she just has a lot of blessings that God has favored her. She's, like I said, a walking testimony. And every day, you know, every day she's supposed to sit up and tell her story to at least one person. So, and that'll be a blessing to someone. I also have a niece, and I know she knows who she is. Niecy Turner got shot in the head, and my niece never stopped talking. She endured a big old bullet in her head, and she's walking. You know, God has blessed her. She didn't lose any of her, you know, functions, and she has a normal life. But their stories ought to be told, and I congratulate this young girl for doing that, BJ. And also,
well, thank you very much.
I got to skip over this. Don't act all casual with your godson, James. Let everybody know he is your godson, okay?
Hey, well, thank you very much, Mama Treese. That's correct. That is my godson, and I ain't going to act all casual. We're going right back to Short Body. We're going to Short Body and talk to Short Body. How you doing, Short Body? Man, Siobhan is a survivor, 2008. She survived. You've seen a lot go down, Short Body. You've seen a lot happen in Chicago and everywhere you've been. People talk about solution. I'm just going to say this. The solution is we keep working hard. The solution is we keep changing lives. Tell us what's going on. What's up next for you, everybody?
Man, you know what? Like you said, the solution is for you was the solution for me, sir. Like when I said, man, actions speak louder than words. The solution is us being out on those blocks for real, sort of activity. You know, when they see us, when they actually see us on the blocks, know what we're doing for real. It ain't just a TV thing. They know it's not phony. They know we're not being phony with what we say. You know, we're showing our actions. So, you know, I continue to be blessed by God to be able to be on these streets with these people and around the people who's doing all the killing and the murdering, and I get a chance to save these guys by actually being out there on the block with them, doing what I do, selling books and CDs. You know what I mean? I'm the one down the block that's not getting chased by the police. I'm the one on the block the police got to protect when I'm out there because I'm doing the real deal for what I do. You know, and they see me out there, they see me change my life and walk with God at the same time. So, you know, the blessing is to just be out here and keep doing what we're doing, man. I'm on these blocks. My community events, they're more important than me than paid shows. You know what I mean? I like to be out there on the block saving guys to be on the stage, you know what I mean, repping and doing all types of stuff that people materialize as fame. You know, my fame comes from being in the hood saving people, man, you know, because we need that. You know, when I was out there on the block, I didn't have people out there trying to save me. I was getting misled, you know, so we learned from our past. And I've learned from my past and being able to bless the block with what the things we do. So, you know, I'm going to continue being out there with y'all, man, marching with y'all and being on the streets, man. That's what we on. That come first.
Hey, man, I appreciate you so much. I want to thank everybody for listening to Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank my godson, Lil James, for calling in from Vegas. I want to thank Mama Treese for calling in. Thank you very much. Siobhan, we thank you very much for being on the show today. Now, we appreciate you very much. We appreciate you, your tears and your sharing and everything that you did today. That meant a lot for us. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dance all across the nation, New York, Florida, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, and on and on. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are best. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.